I can do this all day.
Yeah, I know.
Something tells me we're not getting the band back together.
What do you mean, no?
Way to go, Tic Tac!
He's confused. He doesn't know who he is.
Wakanda forever!
You're all not worthy.
Dance off, bro!
This moron is giving me everything.
I will be reinstituting Prima Nocta.
Yeah! Episode 7.
Seven.
Fifth,
eh?
Of the Caps and Hammers.
Podcast.
That's cool.
This is a podcast where if you're a Marvel fan, like within the past 5 years, and the movies kind of made you a big fan, we're perfect for it because we have a lot of questions. CJ and I, my name is Jim. I noticed in the past couple of episodes, I forget to introduce myself. So I'm Jim. To my right is, and I guess I'm the default host of the show. To my right is nobody. Is a speaker. To my left is...
You're not nobody.
To your right. The wall?
It's been a day, guys. Give me a break. To my left, Mr. CJ, as always, similar to me, has a lot of questions, a lot of curiosity about the MCU. And directly across from me is, as always, Mr. Gray, dressed in gray.
Ooh.
Yeah. Showing off the guns once again.
Showing off the gray.
As is CJ, showing off the big dots.
The gray.
One and only, unique, one of a kind, big dot
hoodie,
sweatshirt hoodie, and it's one of a kind because it has the wrong phone number on it.
Well, you're already telling them?
Why not?
I was honored to be chosen as the color for all the big dot.
yeah. Oh my god!
Wardrobe.
It was either the color of CJ or the color of gray.
came my way.
Yeah, CJ, I guess it's not much of a color. So.
No.
Okay, so today. We're going to delve into all things Eternals because I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah.
All right. And I know Gray's been excited about this particular subject.
Despite the negative reviews.
Yeah, it's not getting...
Already?
This is the week that it's coming out. It's supposed to be officially in theaters on Friday, but there has been an earlier release, right?
Right.
So,
it's so far the only Marvel movie given a rotten rating by Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
The only one.
Why?
Out of what, 26, 27 now?
Yeah, however many there are, it's the lowest rated.
Okay, first, before we get into that, am I owed or to give a retraction and
I think you owe that to us.
Do I?
And to the fans.
Why is that? Why do I have to give a retraction?
I think you might have spoke. made a small slip.
Do we have that monologue pulled up from Mr. E-Tree on Ned of Valyr? Did we pull that up?
So,
okay.
Remind viewers what we're talking about as I pull that out.
We, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, did Thanos lie when he was on Ned of Valyr and had E-Tree make the gauntlet for him? Okay. And I said, well, hey, he lied to E-Tree. He wasn't a man of his word. He ended up slaughtering all of his cohorts there and left E-Tree by himself. And what do you expect? That's, you know, I said, that's kind of a lie. After turns out, I don't think he told him that. It was an assumption on E-Tree's part.
Oh, so, you're blaming E-Tree.
I'm not blaming
the assumption.
I'm not blaming him. I thought Thanos told him that, hey, if you do this for me, I'll spare your people.
Mm.
And that wasn't
And
the
we
case.
Agreed. That was the same in our memories, too.
Right? Yeah.
Are you pulling it up? Exactly.
I'm pulling it up.
Okay. Yeah, but
that wasn't exactly the deal that he would spare. That wasn't what Thanos' deal was.
It wasn't?
No.
What did he say?
Do I need to look too?
I'm pulling it up.
What did he say?
Do you have Wi-Fi?
It's coming.
What did E-Tree say?
That is tense music.
Did he misinterpret something that Thanos said? As we wait for the internet to work and for Gray to pull it up on his phone. Search E-Tree monologue. Ned of Valyr.
I like this music. Dialogue.
We are losing listeners by the dozens.
We're live. If you remember what E-Tree said, feel free to leave that in
Chime
the comments
in.
Right now. Call in.
Save our number me. Is
and my
I can say
iPhone.
I could say with utmost certainty because I did look it up, and E-Tree made the assumption that Thanos would spare his people if he gave him what he wanted.
Thanos was less merciless than E-Tree thought he would be.
300 drawers lived on the ring. I thought
Sorry. I thought if I did what he asked, they'd be safe.
Yeah.
To make the device capable of harnessing the power,
the power of the stones.
Yeah. And then he killed everyone anyways.
So,
except me.
Anyways.
I was wrong.
But so was Eitri. Eitri suffered more for his...
But he said, your hands...
Fatal error.
Your hands are mine alone.
Your life is yours.
Okay. Your hands are mine.
We're all human. We make mistakes.
Okay, so I can understand...
He's a dwarf.
Moving on. I can understand why...
Jim's a dwarf.
Oh.
I was talking about Jim, not Eitri.
Hold on a minute.
I'm sorry, Jim. I was just kidding.
But he's a giant. He's not a dwarf.
That's true.
What were you saying?
He's a giant dwarf.
Giant.
I think Rotten Tomatoes, I kind of see where they're going with this because I have the same feeling I had when I saw Scarlett Johansson show up in Iron Man 2. It made me roll my eyes. Like, come on. I don't know who this character is, the Scarlet Witch, or Black Widow, not Scarlet Witch, character. Mm-hmm. All right.
Natasha Romanoff. You don't know any of the Eternals.
I didn't know any. I don't know any of the Eternals right now, but I didn't know who Natasha Romanoff was back in Iron Man 2 when she debuted, right?
Okay.
And when it was Scarlett Johansson, because she was the flavor of the week, I was like, this is just, you know, come on. Really? So they couldn't figure out a better...
It was only sex appeal? It was just beautiful woman and throw her in there kind of thing?
But, you know, over time, as more and more of the movies came out, I really enjoyed her presence. You know, I accepted
as
her.
The suits became tighter and
right. Well, they never really. I mean, they sexualized her, but not really.
Well, suits became tighter. I think she was great in Winter Soldier with her hair straight.
Yeah, she was cute then.
Yeah, she
was. That's for sure.
Definitely.
But I'm kind of getting the same feeling about Angelina Jolie this time around.
Well, she. I don't know if her character will be the star of Eternals, but her character isn't the star of the story, the Eternals in the comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she plays a character named Thena.
But she's got the most star power in the movie.
She probably does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie is the only character, the only actress I can recognize and I can pull from memory. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So,
I guess that's right.
Yeah,
I guess she's the most. She's
top. Did anybody from Rotten Tomatoes actually see the movie? Are they basing it off seeing it?
No, of course.
Yeah. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, critics watch it before it's released in theaters. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I recognize the guy who was from
the Indian.
No. Game of Thrones.
Indian character.
So racist.
It's not racist to call him by his nationality.
Well, look, if you're not as woke as I am, I mean, you know, I get it.
Yeah, Kit Harington
from Game of Thrones.
The actor who you thought was funny. Remember the actor who you think is funny?
Oh, that is
Kit Harington's in
Kumail.
Yeah, Kumail maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. You'd recognize him by his voice.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Definitely.
I'm pumped for the Eternals.
I know you have been.
I'm so excited.
What is what are we to expect with this?
It's a huge story.
Right.
It spans... I've heard that the movie's going to span 2,000 years. So the comic was written...
The one movie we're about to watch?
Yeah, the one movie spans 2,000 years. So it's probably an
8-hour movie.
I think it's 10 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2,000 years.
It's an entire day that you have to start at the beginning of the day.
1 hour deals with...
No break, no bathroom break throughout the movie.
200
can't
years.
Stand to miss anything.
And they give you the largest drink possible.
Right.
So they start from the time of Christ in the Bronze Age.
They should go before. They should go further back than that.
Well, 2,000 years was...
But you're right. That is 2,000 years ago.
During Christ's ministry.
Well, past Christ's death.
Yeah. Well, before it.
After.
Well, 2,000 years ago would be the year 21 AD. And he died in...
33.
He was born in 33 BC because he died, right? Or did he die?
I think it was 33.
He died in 33 AD.
Because before Christ is how we rate our time.
That's right. Yeah. BC,
so AD. The year zero would be, you know.
The year he was born.
The year he was born. Christmas Day, December 12th or 25th, 0000.
It's the 25th.
That's right.
0000.
Tangent.
Anyway.
Next. We covered that next.
Yeah, that's it for the Eternals.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's 2,000 years.
2,000 years.
Well, the story. Supposedly. So let me preface.
Okay.
Who are the Eternals? Okay. So the Eternals were written and illustrated. The comic book was written, illustrated, created, everything from Jack Kirby. Mm-hmm. And Jack Kirby's the king of comics. Jack Kirby's credited with the X-Men, the Avengers, Captain America. He did a lot of work for DC.
Right.
He created Apocalypse, Darkseid, Silver Surfer for Marvel, Galactus, the Fantastic Four. And the Eternals is about four species, and that is the Celestials, who created the Eternals, humans, and Deviants.
Right.
So our common ancestor is the ape. Mm-hmm. And from the ape, the Celestials, who were like space gods, visited Earth way back in ancient times and created life in the form of three races, which was us, the Eternals, and the Deviants.
Right.
So that's the backstory. The Celestials are above all.
Mm-hmm.
And there we see the skull of a Celestial, right, in Guardians.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
That's what we believe
nowhere.
It is.
Nowhere. Yeah, nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Celestials are...
And in Infinity War.
Are they
enormous.
Not...
Enormous.
But yeah. I thought they couldn't die. How is that the head of one?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to explain that. But the sheer magnitude of Celestial is like...
Right.
They walk through the sky and cross countries with each step.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're planet-sized.
Didn't they, the comics said like 3,000 feet tall.
I mean, they're... At least. They're...
Whatever.
So, it's kind of like Galactus the size of CJ's ego. In a way, right?
Or my hatred to Tom Holland.
That's right. That, oh, yeah.
I had to say it before he said
celestial
it.
Celestial-sized hatred for Tom Holland.
That's now our scale.
It is. CJ, if you haven't listened to the podcasts and episodes, CJ's got a massive hatred for Tom Holland. It stemmed from the first episode of who you think is the most annoying Marvel character.
But I and went it wasn't straight even,
you,
for the
you
actor.
You went from the actor, man.
He bypassed the character.
I just hate Tom. All thing he stands for. He was stressing out during the episode where we were breaking down the Spider-Man,
No Way Home,
no way home trailer. He's like, biting his nails off.
Tom, I can't stand Tom.
Oh, man.
What's he doing in this movie?
So they're big people.
They're not people.
Big creatures.
Like, yeah, ancient alien space gods. And they created the Eternals, the humans, and the Deviants. So we have the humans.
So the humans got screwed.
No, the Deviants got screwed. So the Deviants are where we get... They're the source of our myth of devils and demons.
Right.
Our conception of devils and demons comes from the Deviants. And our conception of angels comes from Eternals.
Right.
So the Eternals have... a lot of metaphysical powers, like flight, but they're actually shifting the atoms around themselves.
Right.
They can generate heat vision by burning the atoms and whatever. They live in the mountaintops, away from everyone. That's where we believe in the Olympian gods, like Zeus and Athena. It's from them, us glimpsing them. And us glimpsing the Deviants is why we think of devils and demons.
Okay.
Because they live underground. They created Atlantis.
Yeah.
And so every time the Celestials visit Earth... They check up on us and their three children to see how they're doing. And as long
are
as...
Are they supposed to be coexisting or are they
we're supposed to be coexist.
Fighting? Yeah.
We're supposed to coexist, but the thing is, the Deviants would rather destroy themselves and all three of us instead of cooperate as inferior.
A bunch of bricks.
I know.
Yeah.
So in the comic, the whole storyline is based on, before the Celestials return, can the Eternals, humans, and Deviants... create peace between all three races. Can everybody make peace?
So if we don't,
the Celestials will destroy all of us.
Right.
Ah.
So it's not a fight. The Eternals aren't trying to fight the Deviants. They're trying to make peace with the Deviants.
Guys, so you got it all
wrong.
It's
a very cool conflict.
Yeah.
Very cool.
They're standing in the middle. Like, what are you doing?
And the Deviants know that the Celestials are coming, and they're trying to create conflict and burn human cities.
Because they'd rather just
and attack
just be
the Eternals. Just
gone.
To let every commit suicide as a race to take us down as well.
Man, Earth is struggling. First the blip.
Yeah.
Now this.
Yeah. Oh, right.
It's like back-to-back world apocalypse, death,
I know.
And destruction.
Everybody fix on Earth.
My Zenith God. Of a wee, man.
What?
Zenith of
the pendulum?
Yeah.
Yes.
Indeed.
We could talk about that if you want.
I have something else we talk about too.
And, oh, do you?
Nothing CJ's to do with Marvel. Something. I'm not even going to say
what?
It.
Yeah.
We promised each other we wouldn't bring it up, and I'm already bringing it up.
You're bringing it up?
I wasn't going to.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's okay. We don't have the cardboard pieces of paper.
I don't have the mental capacity to talk about it again today.
Well, what is it?
Yeah,
come already, on, now you got to. You can't just tease it like that.
You tease.
Come on. It's frustrating. Listen to this guy.
The question.
That's first, the question to Jim.
Yeah, the first question.
This is how both of us feel after contemplating was, yeah. this question for hours.
CJ comes up with really good.
This has nothing to do with Marvel, Capes and Hammers,
pontificatory
nor
questions.
There you go.
Pontificatory.
Pontificatory.
Yeah. Let's pontificate. Go.
Ask the question.
How many holes does a straw have?
Don't think too hard.
Just a simple.
How many holes does a straw have?
Yeah, like a straw you know put in your water and drink.
Just,
I mean, the obvious is one on both ends.
So how many?
Just one that goes all the way through.
Oh, he said my both God. Of our answers in the same sentence.
He did.
He did. He said them both.
Good. I am friggin' brilliant.
You're a pacifist.
That's right. A pacifist.
So yeah, basically, what we came up with is there is no correct answer. It's not one. It's not two. It's how you defined the word. Whole. Right. What is your definition? And our definitions are different than our answers are different.
Because right. we're speaking. Because
I believe
languages.
There is a single hole throughout the length of the cylinder or tunnel, which yeah. is said straw. And Gray believes the hole is the definition.
The straw
of
has
the
two holes.
End right. of which the end or beginning or exit of which you enter or leave, which would be two in that case.
So if you have a tunnel, then you have two entry exit points.
Right.
Right. So if you call those holes, there are two of them. But if you call the entirety of the tunnel a hole that just stretches end to end, then you would describe the whole thing as a hole.
Yeah. Is your definition
as
of
a hole,
H-O-L-E.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
you could make the same case for the mouth and the butt. You know, you got a butthole, then you got a mouth hole.
So how many holes are there?
There's two. Because I want to make sure those are separate.
If you fell into a manhole.
Yeah.
Would you be in a hole?
Are we or talking are you about a legitimate
like
manhole?
Like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, not a metaphorical manhole.
No, an abstract manhole.
Not like
composed
prison
of
manhole.
Numbers and thought.
Not prison manhole.
Any excuse to use that effect.
Any excuse.
Yeah, I guess there's two holes, you know, but there is one as well. It's more of a cylinder that you're describing. That's
so think
a cylinder.
About this.
Okay.
If you have a tunnel. Yeah. With two entry exit points,
yeah.
okay, and you describe the whole thing as a hole, as H-O-L-E,
yeah.
as one hole.
I see it as two holes at that point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, now think about it this way.
I think it's perception of how you view it, because if your straw is like a millimeter
you know what it is
length,
is that the straw,
length, you would say it's one.
But it's right in front of you.
But because it's 6 inches long, you
yeah.
go, well, there's got to be two.
Right.
So your definition is defined by depth.
There's
not
two holes and a tube that connect them.
The longer it is, the easier it is to
differentiate that there's two holes.
Could you hold the straw right up to your eye, you yeah. know, long ways, and you look down.
And in the human body,
you
want to make sure.
You only see one hole.
Yeah.
But you can cover
sideways,
one hole and not the other hole. And then at that point, how could you cover one hole and not the other if there's only one hole? If I put my finger and cover
you
one hole.
You got to use another finger to cover up the other side.
So is the hole yeah. covered or uncovered if I cover one hole?
But now take that same hole and put it as thin as paper and you put your finger there, you're blocking both ends.
Like a hole punch. If you hole punch one. A piece of paper, is that a tunnel based on the imperceptible width or length?
Imperceptible.
That's my favorite word.
It is imperceptible.
It is.
To yeah. us, relative is it's all relative. Yeah. It's
it
gotta
is.
Be.
But if you relative. Stack papers on top of each other, you can have a punched out piece of paper that's right. a tunnel through the stack of papers.
I like that we can talk about this peacefully now. Because CJ and I, it was
we
extremely heated when we...
These are the kinds of things you talk about when you're on the job.
Absolutely. While we're hanging sconces and expensive no. chandeliers and right. doing a great job in people's homes.
Was that screw supposed to be? No, I'm just no. holes.
Stick to the subject, right? Pay attention.
These are the things I don't want to know while you're out, you know, working for my company.
I think if you have a tunnel and you say that you're in a hole
yeah.
when you are inside of a tunnel because there are two holes
I'm inside
on
of
both
a tunnel
sides.
At that point.
Okay, but it's equivalent to saying if you're in a hallway with a door at the end... At both ends, it's like saying I'm inside of a door.
Right.
So you're saying, oh, I've already passed the hole. I've
because they're the entry the exit points. So if you call the entry exit points A and you call the inside B, then there's one B with two A's. So whether you call those A's holes or doors.
A-holes. Hey, watch A-holes. Your mouth.
Or whatever. Give us a sound effect, please.
Well, that's that. I don't think there needs to be.
We've kind of exhausted the subject between ourselves before this.
I need like a... one of those types of...
Well, I think that was great right there.
There. Right there.
Yeah.
What do you need effects for?
I don't know. I could make it with my mouth. My mouth hole.
So there's not Superman in Eternals, even though he has the same powers without a cape. Who's that character?
Icarus. Superman will be in it because Warner Brothers won't let him.
Well, it goes way further than that. I mean, DC and Marvel can't. Superman is mentioned by name in the movie.
Really? By the kid, right?
By the kid in the trailers. Yeah. The kid who goes, Superman is on the TV. It's the Superman on the TV.
Oh, really?
And he sees Superman, and Icarus says, Icarus is the character with heat vision who's confused for Superman.
Oh.
Why would you... Confused or just similar powers?
So the question is, does Superman exist as a fictional character inside of the MCU?
Oh.
Obviously, he doesn't exist as an actual entity.
People are aware of him.
People are aware of him as a fictional character.
Right.
So do DC Comics exist in the Marvel Universe as comic books, like for us?
Ooh.
Or is it just an Easter egg of...
Do you not
or
is like it
just
that?
A what do you think of reference?
Does it make you angry?
No, it doesn't make me angry.
No?
No. I think it's...
Because we talked about this.
I think it's just a quippy reference.
They'll never cross. They
I don't think it means... I don't think it has any weight. I think it's a weightless...
It's an Easter egg for the trailer.
It's just... It means another. Nothing.
It's kind of like Easter that egg. Jason Bourne thing where they said it and then it never got into the movie.
What'd they say?
Say it. Don't look at me. You say it.
It's so the trailer came out for Jason Bourne right. And it was this guy... They finally saw Jason Bourne doing something. He was like, Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne! Like, really loud and, like, crazy about it. And then the movie came out, and it was a totally different guy.
Different actor.
But he does say... He says the same words, but he's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. That man over there was Jason Bourne. Like, it was... It's completely different and upsetting.
That's like Major League 2 in the trailer. It says, you know that ball wouldn't have been out of most parks. Yeah, name one. Yellowstone.
Okay.
And that was in the movie?
It wasn't in the movie. It was in the trailer. It was a movie from 1987, I think so. Way before your time. I was 12. Maybe 13. So
I wasn't even a thought.
Yeah, these trailers really kind of throw you for a loop.
Yeah, especially Marvel trailers.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting when Spider-Man comes out and see how much how literal the trailer is to the movie. That's got to be, I mean...
You think it's all misdirection?
Well, just like Endgame and Infinity War.
Right.
Endgame,
yeah.
Was Infinity Endgame War was kept really vague in the trailers. Mm. Everybody was going to see it anyway. But the trailer was mostly like flashback footage in black and white. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The red, everything, like Thor's cape was red.
Tony Stark was, they found him in the desert. That was all in black and white.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I mean, how much, but I think the Eternals can probably be a lot more literal because now they're introducing these characters to the general populace, people like me and CJ who have never, even entertained the notion of these people.
Yeah. Like the Guardians before.
Yeah. But the Guardians, I mean, if you watch that movie, there's so many pivotal things that happen in the overall overarching plot line and storyline of the whole Infinity Saga. Oh, there's a lot of stuff
in that
movie.
I think Eternals is going to completely... change the way that you interpret the Marvel movies when you go back.
Right.
How can you watch Iron Man? Yeah. Because they've been present all along.
And they've been watching it all go down.
But the difference is...
They saw Thanos do the snap and eliminate half of life.
So they're there.
They don't interfere.
Been on Earth.
Yeah. They're like not, watchers.
They're not
But
out.
They're not like watchers.
They're not like watchers.
In Jack Kirby's story.
Right.
Like in the movie, they say, we came to Earth 2,000 years ago.
Right.
But in the comic book, they never came to Earth. They are... Like us, they're Earthlings,
right?
Just like us,
just with
superpowers. They're not aliens from another planet.
They just walk around.
They're just another species from Earth. Yeah, they belong to Earth.
Do they blend in public? Are they living here among us, kind of thing? Or
no, they don't have like secret identities. Like Thor sometimes has a secret identity.
Right.
They don't. They don't do that. They just stay away from mankind. But they protect mankind. They're not hiding from mankind.
So they're not hiding among us.
No, they're not like. They don't have to be secret.
Right.
They don't have to be secretive.
So are they here with us still, or are they celestial? Are they out in space?
The Celestials?
Well, no, the Eternals. Who are we talking about here? I'm so confused.
Well, the Eternals, the Celestials are the space gods.
Right.
So all three species.
He's asking, are they staying?
Are subject to
Is Angeloni, Angeloni. Angelina Jolie. Angeloni.
Angeloni.
Is she, is her character, you know, supposed to be here among us on Earth?
Yeah, the Eternals live on Earth.
Okay. And they, so they just took a back seat and watched everything go on and didn't do a damn thing, didn't lift a finger.
But that's the thing, though. What he was saying is they're only guilty. Supposed to engage if the deviants are involved. They're that's so like guilty. Their orders, right?
I want to hold them accountable now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, think of it like the deviants and the Eternals are like older siblings, and neither of them are supposed to interfere with the little brother, which is humans. So if the older brother, the deviants, pick on the little brother, it's the Eternals' job to step in and stand up.
Who are
for
the
him.
Parents then?
The Celestials.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Celestials creators. Gave yeah. life.
So the Celestials aren't going to be in this movie.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They will?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so confused.
You think?
Are you confused?
Yeah. You think or you know?
Well, I know. I mean,
will they
in the
erase the memory of Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings from my mind? And the what? Freaking cluster of movie that was.
We can't go back to that.
That was a great episode. If you haven't listened to that episode, episode number 6, man, we just tear that movie to shreds.
Oh, although we all three enjoyed it well enough.
Yeah,
we enjoyed it, but I mean, massive plot hole. Plot holes, 4 hours of archery training.
Just the one hole.
And there's one. I see what you did
many
there.
Many plot tunnels.
Yeah.
Plot tunnels. Plot tubes. Plot straws.
Put a couple of holes in that.
Nice.
Yeah. Shoot that out. Shoot some holes in it.
Execute it.
There we go.
Damn.
So oh, the man. So you have the
Do
Celestials.
You understand?
I'm tired.
Okay,
it's been a day.
There's four species.
Yeah, four. Okay, let me see if I have it right.
Describe it back to me.
Celestials are the parents.
Yes.
The Eternals.
The
all-powerful Celestials.
Yes.
Are the parents. The Eternals are the oldest brother.
Not oldest. We were all three created at the same time. We were all three.
But you said the Deviants and the Eternals are like the oldest siblings and the humans are the youngest.
Older in terms of, I don't mean older, I mean more powerful.
Well, I get the metaphor as far as being older.
But they were all created at once.
Yeah.
But
it just took humans more time to evolve.
But they're not repopulating. They're the same original seven or eight, however many there are from the beginning.
CJ has a good point.
And us humans
there's more than 10.
Right.
Make more.
But yeah, I guess that's right. They don't have generations. Like even the kid in the movie, Sprite, who looks like a 10-year-old girl.
Is probably hundreds of years old.
Is thousands of years old.
Oh, thousands. Right. Well, it's only came from 2,000 years ago.
But
well, they came to Earth 2,000.
In the story, they're as old as life on Earth.
Okay.
I mean, they're way older than 2,000 years.
Okay.
Like Jim said, 2,000 years ago was the time of Christ. So
it was totally his time.
They were.
Still is. Better believe it.
Better believe it.
Sound effect.
Shot him.
Shot me with the truth.
It's toast one to Jesus.
Still essential.
Right. Okay, so Celestials are the parents.
And there's
and
like
all
a dozen,
four,
there's like a dozen Celestials.
All four were created at once. Four being...
No, all three.
Okay,
the
three.
The Celestials created all three at once.
The Eternals, Deviants, and Humans.
Yes.
And the Humans are just kind of, you know...
Doing our thing.
The little brother that aren't even aware of the Eternals.
Exactly. We're
but
in
the
ignorance.
Eternals and the Deviants are aware of everybody.
Yeah. And the That's Eternals and Deviants have waged wars against each other that we view as mythological demons and angels fighting in the clouds. But it's Eternals. And
so the humans are just the idiot little redheaded stepkid.
Yeah, we're left out of the action.
Yeah.
We're waging wars between ourselves when there's two other species who are way more important than just us and our bickering. Whatever.
So one brother, the Deviants, want to just completely mess everything up. They want to take the toy we built and smash it to pieces. And the Eternals are like, you know, like, nah, dude. You know,
peace.
Stand up. We're going to stand up to you.
War, brother. Yeah.
Stan Lee.
And John Lennon.
That's
the
right.
Well, Deviants are
Marvel
frustrated.
What's that?
I said, well, Marvel podcast.
Right, Stan Lee. John Lennon. Capes and Hammers and Beatles.
And give that up.
The Deviants are frustrated too because they built Atlantis. What we remember is Atlantis, and the Celestials returned and because the Deviants were getting out of hand,
were they pissed off
because they had too much power, so they destroyed Atlantis and reduced the Deviants to living underground.
Wow. So they were living in Atlantis, a paradise on Earth. Were
struck down by the Celestials.
Oh wow! By the not the Eternals.
I'm no,
so confused.
I mean, it's not that complicated.
Is there like
not complicated to someone who's read all the comics about them? But
is there like a stepdaughter twice a removed kind of?
It's not an actual family. That was an analogy. What the hell's going on?
Are these
going
to be they go like going to sit around the Thanksgiving table or something, and you know. Film the fights,
Papa Celestials.
Yeah, and mashed potatoes are gonna start Jason flying Bourne across the room.
Movie.
Cream corn, climbing down the walls. Someone got pissed off. Deviant, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Uncle Eddie, who's a Eternal
Celestial.
Yeah,
Uncle Eddie.
Celestial would be Uncle Eddie. He's like, hey, you know, Randy, cousin Randy over there. You know,
is Ego a Celestial?
Ego's a planet.
But he said...
Celestial gene.
Oh. No, Quill had the gene, but Ego was...
I don't understand that. That doesn't...
That he was a...
He did, yeah. He did. Yeah. He said, I'm a Celestial. He called himself a Celestial.
Yeah,
he
did.
I don't know how they reconcile that.
But he's not...
He's nothing like a Celestial.
Well, he's 3,000 feet tall.
He was a floating brain.
No, and the Celestials aren't like people at all.
Right. They're thoughts. Beings.
They're
maybe
like
that's just how
giant...
Can't he take any form?
Techno-cosmic giants.
Wasn't he the planet?
Yeah,
Ego was a planet. And could take any form?
Yeah, but I mean, a Celestial, like you'll probably see in the movie Eternals, is 1,000 times more powerful than Ego.
Could he choose to just have that form?
Write it that way.
Aren't the people from Titan, like Thanos' race, aren't they a part of this somehow?
Yeah, yeah. Thanos is so into it, yeah. And there's word that the post-credits scene is going to introduce Thanos' brother.
He has a brother?
Called
Thanos.
His name. Yeah, he's a bit thinner than Thanos.
Is he?
Thanos.
Craig. Yeah. This is my what's your name?
Name?
Craig. Ryan.
I'm John.
What's Thanos' last name?
He's Thanos
Smith.
The Titan. The Mad Titan.
The Mad Titan. So yeah. Craig or Ryan.
The pacifying Titan.
Yeah. Lewis.
He's trying to double the population.
If you know what I mean. He's all like, my brother was all about, you know, taking away half the population. I'm
Craig.
If you know what I mean.
The more the
you want to know what they call me? The Happy Titan. Is he the Happy Titan?
Well, he wasn't the Mad Titan, so.
Craig the Happy Titan. Yeah.
Welcome to Smooth Jazz.
Okay. All right. So that's the gist of the Eternals, right? Another topic that I've been marinating on.
What?
I mean, another topic that I've been marinating on. I'm going to go off on a little tangent here. You've been
marinating on. Let's do it.
All right. In the first Avengers, right? These guys come together for the first time, meeting each other, fighting together, figuring out their commonality, exploring really complex character constructs and everything. And then all of a sudden, Loki brings a whole alien army to New York. And then you start getting the generally, people are grateful that it happened. But you still got some of the idiots are going, well, wait a minute. Who's going to clean up this mess? Someone's got to be held accountable for this.
Like when
really, dude?
Because of the Sokovia Accords?
You ungrateful little prick. let's freaking let the aliens rip the city apart and take over the world. You have no friggin', you know,
who
gratitude?
Said that? The government?
No, it's like you look at the
Craig.
You know, Craig said it.
Craig the Happy Titan?
Craig the Happy Titan.
I swear to God you're going to meet Thanos' brother in the movie.
He's all
I think his name is Star Fox.
We're going to hold somebody accountable. With my big lawnmower blade. Anyway. But I mean, you know, you got all these people.
I agree and disagree at the same time, though. Because there's always two sides to the story.
But
and we
dude,
like the side
what were they
of,
supposed
you
to do?
If you agree and disagree at the same time.
The Leviathan cut
a building
in half.
I agree, but I also disagree. Because anything
we should true. We should have directed the Leviathan away from that building so he didn't cut it in half. Are you friggin' kidding me? We had no control over so that that's situation.
Why I agree. Someone had to stop him. Right. If they didn't,
it's going to make a mess. New York
would be gone. And
but that seems to be, you know, even in Batman and Superman. What are you looking at? Are you looking at yourself?
No.
You're right up there. Just look at yourself up there. Gray's, if you're watching this, Gray's watching himself in the video.
I was distracted.
Yeah. Distracted. Oh, there CJ. I am. He's like flexing his guns. You're looking good today. I'm
just holding my coffee.
That's right. Yeah, I'm just holding my coffee.
Just my coffee.
Let me take this coffee and let's see. There we go.
Gem.
But even in Batman and Superman, right? When General Zod comes and attacks Superman, they wreck the city. What's Superman supposed to do? It's General Zod making a mess of the place.
Right.
He can't and Bruce Wayne's on the ground, on the ground looking up going, son of a bitch.
So why would he be accountable for any destruction? Because
He's trying to stop the guy. It's going to be messy.
Right.
But, you know, Bruce Wayne, I'm pissed off.
Yeah. You know, well, he was told like to Superman. Smash, so.
Yeah. Well, that is true. That is true.
So it all comes back to Tony. I think we talked about that, too. Everything that happens comes back. Oh, Captain
Tony. Cap told Hulk to smash.
Yeah,
but Tony has invented all of his own villains. Whiplash, Obadiah Stane.
He didn't invent Ultron, Obadiah.
The second guy.
Obadiah was what predated Tony.
I know, but he was born. He couldn't have been what he was without Tony.
Right.
Tony set him up with.
Jealous because he wouldn't give him the technology to create.
He felt wronged by Tony.
No, because
so did Aldrich Killian in Iron Man 3. Aldrich Killian was a nerd in the 90s who got wronged by Tony.
That's where you're wrong. He didn't. Tony didn't set him up because he wouldn't give him the.
Arc reactor?
The arc reactor technology. He was pissed at him before that. You got to remember, he set him up to be killed. Same. And he even calls him. He's like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, oh, I'm 3 hours late. And he's like, oh, crap. So he's 3 hours late.
Still because of Tony.
Tony also but he invented wanted Tony. Ultron.
He wanted Tony out of the way so he could take over Stark.
Yeah, he wanted
Stark Industries.
Yeah.
So that's not Tony's fault. Tony merely existed.
Tony provoked most he of was his
taking
own villains.
But he was taking his birthright, and they were from Tony's standpoint, he was working in conjunction, in partnership with Obadiah. Obadiah saw Tony as a threat. So I wouldn't say he created Obadiah. I think Obadiah certainly put him in a situation that the Iron Man was born. He was a catalyst, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think Tony created that.
Okay. Villain. Okay.
Fair point. I vehemently disagree with you, Gray. Gosh.
I may be wrong.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think we got something here. Gray might be wrong. Yeah. This is my Schlock Jock road music bed. Coming up in just a bit. Here's the post. There we go. My old radio days.
So we're in a tangent within a tangent.
Yeah, we are.
Distraction.
Now.
Yeah, we are.
Totally. Yeah. He creates Ultron in Age of Ultron with good intentions. Okay. He wants to create the AI and help Jarvis out and create a suit of armor around the world. Right?
The highway to hell is paved with good intentions.
He acts on a maverick type of approach. He doesn't really consult with the rest of the team. He kind of does his own thing along with Banner and creates Ultron as a result. Ultron then goes off and does what he does. Yeah, okay. But he stops the Hulk, you know, in that African city. Johannesburg? No. Where he breaks out the Hulkbuster suit.
Yeah.
I don't remember the city.
Yeah, I don't remember the city either.
No. Yeah, it's destroyed anyway.
Yeah.
So you're upset.
That people hold accountable.
But only in the first movie or because I guess of the in Sokovia the first movie. Accords?
You don't think the heroes are accountable for anything?
I don't know. That's kind of the argument of Civil
heroes.
War.
They're only considered heroes because they defend the Earth.
Right. Or avenge it.
Or avenge it.
Yeah.
Revenge it. I'm
sure we'll avenge it.
Revenge it.
Would it revenge it?
Yeah, Revengers.
Revengers.
The Ravagers?
No, Revengers are from Ragnarok.
Ragnarok, yeah.
Oh. That went completely over my head.
Yeah.
Revengers? You don't remember that
I've only watched Ragnarok the one time in theaters.
You don't like it?
No, that was fine.
It was fine?
Yeah.
Just fine? I must have seen it 30 times.
I thought Thor should have reacted a little bit more hurt when his eye was cut out.
Is Ragnarok along the same lines of Captain Marvel? You just won't go back and watch it?
No. I enjoyed Ragnarok much more. I didn't enjoy Captain Marvel whatsoever.
You'll never go back and watch that movie.
Why?
Ever.
For what reason?
I didn't think it was that bad.
There's hundreds of movies to watch. Why would I rewatch Captain Marvel?
Is it as bad as Shang-Chi?
No, I enjoyed Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi? What about Captain Marvel? Black Widow was enjoyable. It was.
That was Taskmaster was cool.
Yeah.
Black Widow was great. You know, Taskmaster. Not bad, Black Widow, but...
Her movie was fine. I liked Stranger Things, David Harbour's
character. Crimson Dynamo.
Yeah.
Crimson Dynamo.
Black Widow might have been my least favorite part of her own movie.
She was okay, I think.
Her sister was much more enjoyable.
She was cute. She was hot. She was hotter than Black Widow.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Frances Pugh.
The younger ones, Jim.
So sexist.
It's only because CJ does not like the young people.
Tom Holland.
Such as Tom Holland.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good luck titling this one, too.
Well, yeah, no, it'll be the Eternals.
In one headline.
Well, I always do. We always figure it out. I mean, going from that to that and just, you know, eviscerating you for Captain Marvel.
So, great. Rewind to...
Why don't you like that? You just don't like it? I don't think it was a bad movie. Captain Marvel.
I think it's...
Brie Larson?
I think it wasn't original and it was useless and
She was a weak choice, I think.
I just think the whole movie and the whole thing was useless.
I don't know. I don't think
it was. Its only existence was justified by exposition. It exists exposing for exposition.
Where, yeah, but I mean, there weren't any obvious. Yeah, it was an origin story.
Right. So a story should stand for itself, not stand as a story that just points you to the next story. Hmm. It should stand on itself.
But I think the next story was pointed out on a very small scale. You know, her tie into Endgame. Because they wouldn't have won Endgame without her.
Yeah, I think her character's
disposable,
expendable, useless.
Really?
Boring.
Wow.
She's boring.
Is it because she has boobs?
No, that's the least. That's the most exciting thing about her.
Dude, there's some pictures of Brie Larson where she's got those puppies popping out, and I don't know where they're coming from. It's like that little secret. No, it's like they got to be pushed up or something. Like little flesh pillows. God, I'm perverted.
No, keep going. No. CJ and I are listening.
No, I'm good. I'm not going to keep going on that route.
You started to go back to what you had something to say, and then this happened.
I know. We're talking about Captain
Marvel. Yeah, rewind. Okay, rewind a couple times.
Your dislike of Captain
Marvel. No, rewind before that to the...
Frances Pugh, Black Widow.
Before that, accountability of the Avengers.
The yes.
How much accountability do they have for the destruction? So let me say this. So in some of the Avengers storylines, there's actually, I forget their name, if it's the demolition... It's like a cleanup crew. It's an agency, and their job is after an invasion or something like that. Their job is to come up after the Avengers and clean everything up. Hmm. That's the point. That's how they explain that in the comics. How does everything get cleaned up? There you
go. They've created jobs.
That's true.
Thousands of them.
Of comic book fictional background characters have jobs.
Think about all the contractors that got to come in and repair that building that was sliced in half.
There's probably always work to do.
Right. And then you had, you know, what's his name from Spider-Man, the first one, Michael Keaton's character, Condor. Condor?
The first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire?
No. Oh, no, the first real Spider-Man with Tom Holland.
Oh, my God. The first real Spider-Man.
Real?
The hell?
Blasphemy! Blasphemy!
That is not okay.
Not Spider-Man, nor real.
In the first iteration of the most recent Spider-Man.
The third iteration of Spider-Man.
Yes. That character. What was his name? Michael Keaton's
his
character.
His name is Spider-Man. The Vulture.
No. The Vulture.
Adrian Toomes.
Yeah. The Vulture.
Adrian Toomes. The Vulture.
Okay. You know, he was a contractor. He was brought in to clean up. And then he got C-blocked by the, I guess, those people you're talking about. They said, no, we'll take it from here. That's where he got the... Gosh, man, I'm getting old.
The wings?
His brain isn't working anymore. Where he gets the alien technology from...
the Chitauri tech?
The Chitauri tech, yes.
Yeah, that's true. You know? So it is acknowledged in the movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, he basically gets all that tech because he brings in to... He's a contractor to clean up. Grand Central Station. Then I stop him. And he pockets one of the Chitauri tech and starts his own business.
So interestingly, the Vulture appeared in the trailer for Morbius.
Really?
Morbius being a vampire supervillain of Spider-Man's.
The Vulture appeared?
Jared Leto stars as Morbius in an upcoming movie, and it's next year sometime. Right. But in the trailer is a reference to Venom, so it connects to the Venom series.
Ooh.
Michael Keaton appears, so it links with the MCU. And there's a graffiti
Spider-Man, right?
Graffiti of Spider-Man, but it's from Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Different really? Universe.
But it says on his image it's graffitied murderer, which is a reference probably to Mysterio. Him killing Mysterio with the public things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the movie but references the suit, all three.
It's the suit of Tobey Maguire, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
So it references many different universes. So which franchise does it belong to? Do the Avengers exist in this film series?
If it's even true to form, if what you see in the trailer is authentic to the movie.
True.
I think after Spider-Man No Way Home, I think an amalgam universe is going to be created.
Really?
Where they just bring in elements from all kinds of different movies that aren't explicitly part of the MCU.
Right.
And they turn them into canon.
Now that you have had time to think about the new Spider-Man movie, what are you anticipating, guys?
I thought we were talking about Eternals.
We've launched this
more than one movie.
Yeah,
true.
The Sinister Six.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah,
you did mention that.
Yeah, obviously.
Or Doc's Ock.
Doctor's Octopus.
Yeah, Doc's.
How lame is it that they aren't using practical effects for his arms? They're using CGI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Spider-Man 2.
We'll probably get this easier.
But it isn't better. It isn't better.
Are you CGI?
Probably.
There's so much
cheaper.
Right, but there's so much scarier and more exciting when they're practical effects.
But on
they're
film,
puppeteers.
You think there's a difference of visual on film?
Absolutely. I could tell immediately they weren't used by puppets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You could tell that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's no way they can move like that as puppets. You rewatch Spider-Man 2, they're so much more exciting as puppets than CGI. So much more lame as CGI.
Do you not like CG? Would you rather everything be on strings, green screen, all that stuff?
I think that CGI should only be used when it's something you can't film.
Oh. So you're a cinema purist of sorts.
I just agree with some of the filmmakers like Christopher Nolan or Stanley Kubrick or that the director of Dune, Denis, however you say his last name,
Villeneuve. Livesey?
Or whatever.
Is that his name?
So not the V.
Michael Bay and his...
I've never seen a Michael Bay movie.
Michael Bay is a lot of stammering camera work and shaky handheld type stuff.
Okay.
So. Close-ups and a lot of quick, you know, like you watch Michael Transformers movie, first one. Mm-hmm. It is hard to follow.
Is it?
Really hard to follow. Visually, you know.
I haven't watched any of those movies.
They're fun. I'm surprised.
Anything by Michael Bay I haven't probably watched.
You just don't like him.
I don't know. I've never watched it.
You hate Michael Bay?
I don't hate him.
I don't know.
He's probably a fine guy.
Yeah.
I'd have coffee with him.
Well, that's good to know. We'll let him know.
But I would have coffee with pretty much anybody.
Are we done talking about the Eternals? And
do you understand it yet?
My anger?
I'm excited for it.
I think I am.
I'm excited for it.
I have one more thing that's kind of cool.
High hopes.
So at the end of series in the early 70s when it was created, at the end of each issue, there was called Eternal Utterings, and it was a bulletin that fans would write letters, and they would write into Jack Kirby, and they would talk about their impressions and comments and concerns about the last issue, but it would be published in the next issue, right? So they'd be talking about the last issue.
It was interactive.
Yeah, it was interactive, and Jack would write back, or Marvel would write back and address whatever they thought. So almost everyone who wrote in had the same opinion at the time, which was, this is really original and creative and impressive, and it's huge storytelling.
But
it should not, everyone almost unanimously had the opinion, it should not mix with the established Marvel universe. Don't introduce the Fantastic Four. Don't bring in the Avengers. Establish it as a separate universe that has nothing to do with all the comics that came before. Keep Jack Kirby's Eternals in their own universe. So that's kind of what we're going to see in the movie is...
So the movie will be the same?
It was the same exact thing. In the comics, we already had the Avengers, the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, a huge universe and mythology, and now they're trying to squeeze the Eternals in, who were the biggest part of it, really late into the game.
Right.
And the same thing happened in the comics. There was a decade prior of storylines, And then he brought in the hugest mythology. In his run, he brought in Hulk, and he, you know, referenced the Fantastic Four and the Avengers and things like that.
Yeah.
And then eventually they got combined. But it does. I don't think they mix. I think those people are right. I think the Eternals should have their own
exclusive universe. Yeah. So they're going to be in the next phase of whatever.
Their mythology is huge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So how do you reconcile it?
The Avengers are no longer. So I mean, yeah, it works then.
How do you? Yeah, but I'm saying you're going to rewatch every movie before and know ahead of time the Celestials created Earthlings way back when, and all along the Eternals have just been behind the scenes, watching, observing with knowledge. I think they're two enormous mythologies and histories trying to be reconciled and combined. So and I agree
not,
with the
it's
people.
Not needed. It's
no, it's their own story. Yeah, like, sure. I don't think the X-Men belong in the MCU right now.
Really?
Yeah. Leave the X-Men.
Because you got to explain where they were.
Exactly. Well, and you just have to. It's just an enormous thing, really late. I think it all works better in their own. Leave Spider-Man in his own story. Leave the Avengers in their own. The X-Men in their own. Fantastic Four, Eternals.
I was honestly surprised to see Spider-Man show up in Civil War when I watched. I'm like, oh, okay. We're doing this again, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like. What have you thought about him?
Being- I didn't. When I watched Civil War, it was so. I just. It was so convoluted to me that I had really hard time following it because really? I had no. You know, the Sokovia. I'm like, oh, yeah, Sokovia. I was still at that arm's length. You know, just casual observer of the movies at that point. It wasn't until, like I said, Infinity War, where I started, okay, and now I got to rewatch all these and start tying it all together for myself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did, you know. And that's when it made sense to me. I'm like, okay, I get what they're doing now. And, you know, they introduced him in a very brilliant way that Tony saw a YouTube video. They didn't rehash the origin story. They just, you know, everybody knows it by now. You know, he got bitten by a radioactive spider. Here he is.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. You think so?
Hell yeah.
To redo
You'd rather have them explain it all over again?
In his own movie, following Civil War, yeah. Uncle Ben hasn't even been mentioned.
Yeah, because we all know what happened to him.
No, we don't, because he hasn't mentioned it.
He got killed by a bank robber.
But the point is that it was Spider-Man's fault. It was Peter's fault that his uncle died.
And Aunt May is really hot.
That's great.
Yeah.
But
Marissa Tomei.
Are we supposed to believe that Tony means more to Peter than Uncle Ben? And if so,
well, I mean, you know, Uncle Ben was still an uncle and a father figure. But you know, you have Tony taking Mother's ring. But I mean, you also have Oscorp in the other movies, and that's nowhere near in, you know, the current MCU.
I know, but Uncle Ben is the kernel of Spider-Man. He's the most important person in Peter's life.
Like a popcorn kernel? Or?
Yeah.
Or a military kernel.
Like a what?
Full bird kernel.
Like everything in Spider-Man's story orbits around Uncle Ben. So and if his you take guilt. Him away, yeah, that's what drives him to do everything. So when you take him out,
he's a
weak Spider-Man.
He's a little drama queen when it comes to that kind of stuff, though.
Peter?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. With a lot of responsibility comes, you know, a lot of power comes great responsibility.
Whatever the line is.
We've all heard it. I can't even say it.
You know.
Great power comes
great responsibility. I can't be married to you, Mary Jane, because then they'll know and they'll come after you and you'll be at risk.
Which happened.
You still looking good there, pal? You taking a look?
I'm not looking at myself.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I mean, if I sat at that angle.
So, yeah. I mean, he's kind of a little bitch when it comes to that. Man up.
I think Tom Holland's the weakest Spider-Man.
Really?
By far.
I think he's the most iconic and perfect casting for it.
If you don't understand the brilliance of the Spider-Man character, sure. Enjoy it.
You know, that's why I have you. You're the encyclopedia. I'm just a casual observer that just got in. I'm a what do they call? A wannabe.
So what's your impression of the first three Spider-Man films by Sam Raimi?
The Tobey Maguire.
The greatest three.
The greatest three. They were fun. Again, I was a casual observer back then. We went and rewatched the first Tobey Maguire one. We watched Spider-Man 2 to get the backstory of Doc Ock. Once again, refresh it. And my kids love Tom Holland, his Spider-Man, but they had no interest in watching Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire.
Why?
Because they're like, he's just not Tom Holland.
Because I grew up
to hell with Tom Holland.
Wow.
I'm joining.
We have two Tom Holland haters. It's been a long day today. I just like Aunt May in the latest run.
I mean, we all do.
Marissa Tomei is just hot as
but Rosemary
crap.
But the first Aunt May from the Tobey Maguire movies is my favorite Aunt May.
Yeah, but she's not a MILF.
No, she's totally that's not who Aunt she's May not is supposed to be.
She's not even a GILF.
That's Aunt May. Yeah. She's not even hot. God.
Right.
Like, that's the measure of the character.
Yeah. She's not on that celestial level.
No. I'm going to have a big problem with Angelina Jolie. I'm going to reprise this and say, you know what? Haven't we had enough of Angelina Jolie? Couldn't we pick somebody
from
else?
From what? What is she known for?
I don't know.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Everybody knows her, but what is she known for?
She's known for Lara Croft.
Mm. She was the Tomb Raider?
Mrs. Smith, yeah.
Tomb Raider?
Oh, she was.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that was good.
She directed something.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hackers.
How to Lose a Man in 2 weeks.
She was in Wanted.
Seconds?
Shot the Curving Bullets. Yeah. That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With James McAvoy?
Yeah.
That's what I know her from.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That movie was awesome.
Yeah. Now he's on board.
That movie was so cool.
Oh, she's cute and hot and all, but I mean, there's a better choice.
Beowulf.
Yeah. Beowulf. She was in that. She was a voice. She played the witch. Something like
whatever
that.
Whatever it was. She was naked and golden.
She was naked. She was nude. Horns. She was showing her boobies.
We got to cut Jim off tonight, guys.
What are you talking about? I don't know. Yeah.
Take the soundboard away from this man.
Angelina Jolie. Rising out of the water.
He's like those sirens. You get sucked in. Ah, the voice.
Yeah, man. Next time, let's not record an episode when I've had a punchy day.
There you go.
Well, thanks
you
for
had
being
what,
here.
You had what in your punch?
Punchy day.
Oh.
Punchy day. Drink. I'm just tired. I can't form words.
Is this live right now?
We're live, yeah. Nice. No one's watching us.
That's fine.
I'm recording the video feed. Yeah, I think from here on out, guys, we'll actually do live feeds when we record. We don't have a hard time or day that we can make an appointment with you to join us while we're doing this. Long way to go till we have somebody monitoring that. But, you know, follow along, support us, capesandhammers.com. We do have a small website that you can take a look at and follow us. We are on all the podcast platforms now, Apple, Stitcher.
Right on.
Yeah, Spotify, all the biggies.
Stitcher.
Right on.
Spotify, podcastsrus.com. That doesn't exist. I just made it up.
Yeah. And you had people commenting too, right?
We had a couple people commenting.
Everything Marvel from...
Everything Marvel.
It's a Facebook page.
Yeah. That Gray refuses to get on.
It has nothing to do with... It's a moral principle that I don't
We don't want to be a bother. We don't want to be a bother media. To you. You know, I really don't want to put you out.
I just don't support
help us out promote this thing. Okay? Don't want to put you out or anything. Don't worry about it.
I think it would.
You know?
Thank you.
I don't want to put you out, but you know, a little help would be appreciated. Helping us push us out there. It's all CJ and my.
I'll
my
paint
shoulders.
It on a cardboard sign and I'll stand on the street corner.
I pray you do.
Capes and Hammers.
Buy a bunch of cards.
I'll buy a bumper sticker.
That goes back to the arms of the doc. You don't want the CGI, the fake world. You want the right. real things. So you'll actually have the real sign promoting, but you won't get on the webpage and promote.
No,
it.
I won't.
Listen to Capes.
Full circle.
Listen to Capes and Hammers. Get a free hug.
From who?
You. Give people hugs.
Why don't we say from
people
you?
People come up and they
see
subscribe.
How many people subscribe and we
if
go
they
to CJ
subscribe
we
to
go
the
to
podcast, you'll give them a free hug. We'll get a large female audience.
Completely free?
Yeah. So if they come up to you and be like, I'm subscribing right now. Here I am subscribing. Give me a hug. Great. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
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 Dude, I would film that. That would be hilarious.
I would hug.
Because Gray doesn't want to get on social media. He's going old school. He's taking it analog. All grassroots.
Analog.
Yeah. Analog. Going out there and shaking babies and kissing hands.
That's what I do.
That's right. To spread the word of the Capes and Hammers podcast.
Yeah.
Which goes off on tangents. We're going to go off on tangents here. I promise you that.
Just going to write them on every bathroom stall now like everyone else writes everything. Capes and Hammers.
Yep. It's like at Miller's Thrillers when I walked by. And I'm like, listen to Capes and Hammers. And what did the guy in the line say? I don't have no idea what that guy was talking about. I get it.
We need t-shirts. We need t-shirts that say.
Yeah. You know, if you want to be a sponsor of the show and pay for our t-shirts, I'm
C4.
All game.
C4.
C4 Energy is clean caffeine. Look for the yellow cans at any Publix, Kroger.
Guys, you got to go to them first and say, hey, we'll talk about
you. We want you to drink it whether we get paid or not. Drink it anyway.
C4? Is that what it's called?
C4 Energy. Zero calories. Zero sugar. Zero sodium.
About an hour. It is.
Is it?
Explosive energy.
Explosive?
Explosive. And explosive energy. No, that doesn't happen.
No.
Jim, you're ruining the potential of a sponsor.
Sorry.
No, it's not.
We love
bad.
C4.
Doesn't make you poop.
No, we drink C4 every day because it's clean caffeine. Much better for you than Red Bull, Monster.
Hi, I'm CJ, and I drink C4.
Why haven't
there
we
you
done
go. You got hold it up. Smile. Point.
C4 for CJ.
That's right.
Come see us at...
Come see us, CJ, drinking C4.
There it is.
At cell block C5.
Cell block.
Okay. We are done. We're wrapping it up. Any other thoughts, post comments that you want to throw in there? We talked Eternals. We talked...
Angry. Everything we talked about, please?
Yeah. I think so.
We did it all? Yeah.
We did it all.
I'm pumped. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm going tomorrow night.
Yeah, we got to go tomorrow night. One of these nights.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe this weekend. I got a family and a wife. Wife that likes me around.
Oh.
So, very cool. Check us out, capesandhammers.com. And we will get with you on episode 8 with the subject matter yet to be talked about. If you have an idea that you want us to kind of delve into, hit us up, man. Capesandhammers.com. You can find us at Instagram and Facebook and now even TikTok. So reach out if you got something that, if you have a question like, hey, what about this? Or what if this happened? That's what this show is all about, man. That's the kind of stuff we talk.
You may see me also on the street corner with a cardboard sign that says, listen to Capes and Hammers.
It's doing a multitude of other things. Who knows? We all need money these days.
That's true, Jim.